When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke to pizza, it's all on Wonder. Use code WONDER50P for 50% off your first two orders on Wonder. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today. Terms apply. See wonder.com/newcustomer for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can count you can't count on much, but you can count always on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. All you got to do is visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Bob Pompiani, Austin Bechtold, a.k.a. Limits or City Limits, or how many other nicknames does he have for you?
Oh, man.
Too
the
many.
Wonder Twin and all this
Wonder
other
Twin. Where did that come
nicknames?
From, by the way? Wonder Twin.
I don't know. The Wonder Days?
Okay.
I don't
you
know.
You look like him? Is that what he thinks?
Apparently. He also thinks I look like Jimmy Neutron. Now we're getting texters saying that it was named after Babe Ruth, and when he threatened to sue, they claimed it was for Grover Cleveland's family member. One texter says, stick by your guns, Limits.
I have no idea. I'm not going to dig that deep. It's still a good candy bar. I like it. It's still selling. So whoever it is, Grover Cleveland, Babe Ruth, whatever, it's still pretty good. So the question is, what kind of candy bar would Shohei Ohtani get? It would have
that's
to
a good
be
question.
Real, you know, heavy, deep, dark chocolate, I think. I think that's the best tasting candy bar. Do you agree, or would you rather go in a different direction?
No, I do agree with you. I
All
think
right.
That's a good pick.
So you just mentioned in the headline there, the Pirates make changes. One of them, however, wasn't one they should have made, and that's to their general manager, Ben Cherington, who after 6 years of doing this has ended up in last place virtually every single season. And their record, compared to everyone else in the division, is just awful. And yet, he's going to continue. So the question there is why? And if you're going to make the excuse and the defense, well, look at the pitching staff they've assembled. They also have the number one prospect. Okay, fine. But as we've seen in the past, the Pirates have had one of the best farm systems ever, and that was at times reason to support Neil Huntington and what he was doing. It doesn't always work the way you think, and those are just subjective numbers and subjective arguments. You got to see results. This is a results-based business, and we have not seen the results. The results aren't there, even with the best pitcher who's going to win a Cy Young unanimously probably on your team. How can that be? How can you regress five games with him and others on the pitching staff? It's because their offense stinks. So I'm surprised that he was not fired. I thought he should have been fired. I'm okay with Donnie Kelly just because I think he has that youthful exuberance. I think he made moves that are required, you know, his gut, his eyes, more so than any metrics they may throw on him. And I think players responded to him. So that's fine for me for now. But it won't matter who the manager is if you can't come up with players. And they don't have enough hitting. So I'm going to bring up two names. And I brought this name up. It's going to cost more this year just because of the season he had. But Pete Alonso has opted out of the Mets. The Mets spent over $1 billion in current and future contracts to try to get into the playoffs, and they failed. They had the best record in baseball on June 12th, only to see it all just go away. But it wasn't because of Pete Alonso, who signed last year for 2 years, $54 million. To me, that is very much doable for any team in the majors. You know, basically $27 million. Okay. But guess what you got for $27 million? You got 38 home runs, right? You got 127 runs batted in, and you got a 272 average with a good glove at first base. So Pete Alonso, who's only 30 years old, is looking, shopping his services. I know the answer to this is they're not going to do it, but why? Why shouldn't you do it? I don't care what you have at first base right now. I thought Spencer Horwitz had a decent season, but you're looking for pop in a lineup that has none.
Right.
38 home runs at age 30 still tells me he's going to hit a lot of home runs, especially at if he was at PNC Park, right field porch. He hits a lot of his home runs. Of his 38, 16 went to right field. He goes with a pitch. I think he can have a huge impact on a lineup that is crying for some power.
I would have definitely offered him that two-year, $54 million deal. It's going to take more than that after he hits 38 home runs and drives in over 100 runs this past year.
Mm-hmm.
They should do it. We all know that they likely won't do it. But even if you trade Mitch Keller, Bob, and you acquire like a bat for him, that's also $16 million that's off the books that you can pay Pete Alonso paired with the money that you already have.
Even if he wants, he's going to want, I'm sure he's going to want a longer-term deal than what he had of 2 years.
Yeah.
So let's say he wants 5 years, and let's say he wants $150 million or more. They can do that. That's not without possibility in a roster right now that does not have $100 million on it. It's $85 to $90 million. Why can't you do that, especially if you're not going to give Paul Skeens the kind of money he's eventually going to get? This falls under the category for me of windows open, go out and do something about it. And for the next several years, you have a chance to win something with Paul Skeens here. Now, the Pirates have said publicly their goal is always to win. Stop at nothing to get their goal. Well, they've not done that. They've said this before. This line has been delivered by them, but they haven't done it. So you keep just listening, and it has no value when it's just words. You have
to
show it.
We're looking in 2026 to make the playoffs, period, full stop. We're looking in 2026 to make the playoffs, period, full stop.
Period, full stop.
Well then we're going to see what they do, period, full stop. And, you know, that's the idea, to try to do it. I agree with what they're saying. The problem is they never back it up with look at their last year's offseason. What did they end up getting? Andrew Heaney?
Tommy Pham?
Frazier, of all people, fine.
Yeah,
I mean, come on. You got to do much better than that. So that's one of my names. The other is Eugenio Suarez, who I really like. He's going to be up. Had a massive season with Seattle. He's a little older at 34. And for some reason, the spot track has a number on him that I don't think is, for someone who has this many home runs and has a kind of pop, it's like a value of $15 million a year. If it is that, I'd go crazy over that. I would pay it, and I'd give him 4 years of it. Because I want a bat. I want someone at third base who can hit. If I can solve those two bats like that, they won't. But if they do, this team would be totally different than what you've seen. And I think it would be one of the teams that would be contending not just for a wild card, but for a division.
Yeah, Bob. Like, if I was saying, like, yeah, we're really good friends. We are very close. And it's your birthday. And I give you nothing for your birthday. And I feel no upsetness about that. And I just feel like it's completely okay. And yeah, whatever. What I mean by that is, this is the Pirates every year when it comes to free agency. All right, it's time for that gift for your birthday. We told you that we're going to add something. We told you we're going to get you something nice. And then they give you like a little $5 gift card to your little convenience store down the street.
Yeah, they say that. And they're you know, obviously, we'll judge by what we see. And what we're probably going to see is a total of $30 million again spent in free agency on five different players. And what you end up with is the same kind of players. So they can say, well, we had expectations to be very, very positive about this past season. We thought these guys, well, when you think a 38-year-old is going to carry you when you need bats, that's a mistake. You can't rely on that. Andrew Heaney was one of those soft-toss lefties that they bring in every year, it seems, a veteran guy. They really don't need that this year. I would just go with what I have. And I would load up on offense as best I can with all the money. And if you do trade Keller, you'll save money, yes. But I don't know about you, but I don't think the return is going to be all that big for Mitch Keller.
No, it's going to be underwhelming. It was underwhelming for David Bednar. It's been underwhelming for almost every trade that this guy has made in his six-year tenure at 365 and 505. Everyone in the division has made the playoffs since
with
the last
exception
time
of
the Pirates have.
Yep.
Yeah, everyone's made the playoffs. I think everyone's made the playoffs twice. I mean, the Reds made it, what, during the COVID year or the year after that? The Cubs made it in the 2020 season. Now they just made it this year. It's ridiculous that they're letting this go on for a seventh season.
So the next strange thing to me and maybe it's not strange because the Pirates make these kind of moves. Oscar Marin and the assistant pitching coach are both ousted. They had, and they're looked at as having one of the best pitching staffs of young group, a corral of players that are going to be very good for them for the next several years. What did they not like about Oscar Marin? Unless it had contract money involved.
So, from what I understand, from what people have reported, the contracts for Oscar Marin and the other guys, Brett Strom and Mike Rebelko, as Joe likes to call him, they were up, and they just did not renew them. They did not bring them back.
Even though he apparently did pretty good work with this pitching staff, I mean, if you're going to – how does – just because Matt Haig's contract isn't up is the reason you keep him?
Well, I don't know if they're necessarily going to keep him. They just might not have announced that they're going to change and move off of him yet because they did, like, the pitching side – and a third base coach yesterday. Maybe there's more that's still coming. We don't know what's going on with Gene Lamont yet, if he'll be back as a bench coach. This is my theory. The Pirates would not have moved on from Oscar Marin and not have re-signed him and brought him back if Paul Skenes did not want him back. Like, I can't imagine there was any consulting with Paul Skenes. There had to have been some consulting with Paul Skenes on this.
And what would Paul Skenes have said about Oscar Marin that would make the Pirates think he's not worth keeping around?
Well, more so the defense of Oscar Marin. If Skenes really wanted Marin to be here, I imagine that they would not have moved off of him. So maybe they think that there's another guy that could further unlock some other things for this pitching staff, whether it be for Mitch Keller, Ashcraft, one of those guys. But
what I saw from Burroughs, I liked. They came up here and they did what they had to do in the short amount of time they were given. Bubba Chandler, too. The one outing that he got waxed early on, but every other outing was terrific.
Yeah.
He's their pitching coach up here, and I realize that a lot of these guys, you know, value their pitching coaches in the minors who get them to this point. But still, that seems strange to me, and I guess I'm going to look at it strangely until I see what they do next and what happens in the offseason at 412-928-9370.
Yeah, and like, I don't know if that's true. Like, that's when I put it out there on Twitter, like, immediately when I saw that happen, and I said, huh, this is strange, but I imagine that the Pirates wouldn't do this unless
they have somebody else they want. We'll
him.
See. I don't know. You know. I just find it weird that's the time that it happened, given what we've seen from this pitching staff, and most people tell you it's the strength
right.
of their team.
Like, I don't know if they consulted with other, you know, pitchers and stuff like that, but I imagine they had to talk to Skenes, right? I feel like that just makes logical sense.
I don't think Paul Skenes is the kind of guy who's going to go in there and say, I want him out. He's not doing me any good. I'm going to win a Cy Young. It was my pitching score. I just find the whole thing weird. We'll see what happens, but this next several months is going to be interesting to follow and what they do with the money. And if you're right here, if Mitch Keller's traded, it saves you a lot of money that you could put forth to somebody else. But they've got to do better than what they've done. No more one-year, $4 million, $5 million kind of contracts. They need to go out and get substantial people to make a run because the window will close as soon as Skenes leaves. I think that's the other thing I would do, and we'll ask Dan Zangrilli about this, is to me, I've seen enough of Connor Griffin to say, you're starting next year in the majors, young man. We believe in what you've done. They did that with Jared Jones, and it worked in his season until he, you know, hurt his arm. But he was more than ready for the leap from Double-A to the majors. Connor Griffin strikes me as someone who's ready for that. If he isn't, and if it struggles, okay, you move him back and start him over down in Triple-A, where I think he'd recapture whatever. But that kid strikes me, and they need help. They need a bat. They need someone who can steal the way he steals, 65 bases. If you get three legitimate bats in there to surround Cruz, Reynolds, and whomever else, I think you will take major strides in the Pirates in 2026. Where that leads them, I don't know. But the fact is they're going to remain with Ben Cherington as the general manager, and that's something I would not have done. 412-928-9370. Who we got here, Austin?
All right, let's go to T. He's in the car.
T's in the car, and is about to tee it up right here.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
We're good. What's going on, T?
I'm so mad right now. I just got in the car, and I just heard you say that they, Strom and Marine, I'll make you a bet. I'll bet you they keep Haig. Shows you how backward of an organization they are. You want to make a bet?
No, I think...
Why would you get rid of...
It had to do with contracts, I bet. I don't know that, but I'm betting it had to do with money. Maybe they wanted more money, a raise. I don't know.
Of course it does. Of course it does. It has to do with money.
I'd like to hear an explanation for that.
Well, you're going to get a song and dance just like we did the other day. I'm so disgusted with this outfit. it just makes you hate baseball altogether, and you don't even want to watch them. It's just, it's disgusting. Hope you guys have a good
day. All right, T. Well, I'm going to pick your spirits up. I think you should watch baseball. I think there's some really compelling storylines out there. We saw it yesterday with guys like Tarek Skubal, 14 strikeouts, Detroit, which had blown the lead, a big lead, to Cleveland, had to play at Cleveland. Now, if they win today, they advance and eliminate Cleveland.
When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke bowls to filet mignon, it's all on Wonder. Order fast, free delivery, or pick up and dine in at a Wonder location near you. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And the Padres go to Chicago. The Padres are a better team than the Cubs, I think, and yet they dropped their first game. The Red Sox win at Yankee Stadium. Ohtani and Teoscar Hernandez hit two home runs apiece as the Reds go down. So there's a lot of interesting stuff there. Back to the lines we go, and we will go to Don in Johnstown. Don joins us right now on the Pomp and Joe Show. What's up, Don?
You know, why do we constantly talk about the Pirates and treat them as if they're a major league franchise? It's absurd. I mean, how long?
What do you want us to do? Not talk about them at all?
I understand. No, I understand. I didn't mean it that way. Of course, we have to talk about them. But anytime we talk about them, it has to be in a negative fashion. I mean,
don't you think they're responsible for that?
There's no light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, I mean, that's
there's no light at the end of the tunnel here.
Well, there is some light.
Everybody can say, yeah, there is.
The light is pitching. They have a lot of pitching.
They're going to be the best pitching staff in the world. They can have the best pitching staff in the world, but if they're not going to hit, they're not going to spend money. It's frustrating.
It is.
Hey, believe me, I bleed black and gold. I'm old enough to remember 79, 71, and I bleed it. But you sit there and you get frustrated, and nothing's done.
Well, that's the thing. Nothing has been done, Don. Thank you for the call. I think that's, you know. And hopefully you're not going to be saying that after this offseason. If there's ever a time, and Bob Nutting would be hard to change the way he does business. He does business the way he does business. But somebody needs to say in that organization that you have an opportunity. I've heard people defend him saying he nothing more than winning matters. He's trying to win. No, he's not. You have to show. The results are the same, and you're continuing with the same, even though the results have been terrible. You can tell me all you want about farm systems. You can tell me all you want about everything else. All I know is that this is a results-based business, like every business. You are what your record says you are. And what your record says right now is they're one of the worst teams and have been for the last 10 years in all of baseball. Go out and change it. All right, Limits, who's next?
All right, let's go to Anthony in Oakland.
Uh-oh, Anthony always brings it. He's coming in hot, I have a feeling.
Well, Bob, you know what? I feel sorry for the fans who've never seen the Pirates win. No, you and I are fortunate. You know, I even go back further than you. I saw them win the 1960 World Series as a young lad. So I know what great players, a great organization looks like. The Pirates haven't had an owner who wanted to win since the Galbraith sold the team in 85. I mean, it's a nightmare.
Well, I will tell you this, Anthony. I think they all want to win, but they're not committed to winning at the level they need to. And there's the difference.
Here's why I say that. Bob, there were two managers who were let go by franchises who've won World Series. Snicker just left the Braves.
Yeah, Good run for
manager,
him.
He was the manager of the year and then won a World Series in 2021. And here's the example of all examples. Bruce Bochy was just let go from the Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
After 2 years away from the World Series, he won three in the National League. So the Pirates don't wait until the landscape to see if they want maybe a manager who has a pedigree. They just reward mediocrity again by the general manager and the manager. I don't care what this Don Kelly. Don Kelly doesn't impress me. Bruce Bochy impresses me. Snicker impresses
Terry Francona would impress you.
Yeah, of course. They should have did that last year. But this owner, he's only concerned about the luxury tax money. The league knows it. The Pirates are a filler for the rest of the major leagues. That's why they're not going to intervene. Why would they? Because they see Skeens and all these other guys waiting on the horizon for their teams. So they're not going to intervene and say, we're taking your franchise because what you were doing is completely unacceptable. Nah, you stay right there, Pirates.
What would you have to see, Anthony? What would you have to see to make you think that they're actually legitimately trying to win?
Nutting sells the teams
that would be,
to the Saudis who are throwing money around like manhole covers. And we'll have an owner. Not only would the Saudis buy the Pirates, they would buy the stadium. That's how much money they've got. And they want to get into major sports. You see, they gallery in with the Dodgers a little bit. So, man, this is unbelievable. No, it was the Lakers. I mean, Bob, why do we have to endure this? And they insult the fans by telling us, we're just going to bring you
over. I'll tell you what
back.
They're lucky they have. They have a fan base. There's a lot of just hardcore Pirate fans who won't change regardless. They're going to stick to their fandom, and they're going to continue to follow and spend money. And, you know, you can say what you want, but they do get certain crowds on certain giveaways. And it's enough to make them happy, and that's sad because that makes me sad.
It is sad.
It has nothing to do with all of that. It should be the event means something. When you win, look, it was just 10 years ago. Austin said at the beginning of this program, 10 years ago we had that run of it was just wild cards, but it was crazy atmosphere and people felt the vibe of what a good baseball team actually felt like. And they haven't had that, and they let that go away quickly, and they haven't restored it. So,
and 2 years after that, Bob, their ticket participation increased twofold.
Yeah.
So he was making money off concessions. He was making money off a larger attendance. But it didn't matter to him, Bob. It doesn't matter to him.
Well,
and that's a sad spectacle.
It is sad, and there's nothing you can do. If I were Major League Baseball, I would try to do something here with say, look, you got to do better for your fan base. This is a fan base that is stuck with you. That you know, this is a city that has put together a stadium for you that is one of the best. And your obligation is to try to win, and you're not doing it. You're surviving. You're making your money, but you're not actively trying to win. And until I see differently, I feel the same. Anthony, thanks for the call as always. Appreciate it from you at 412-928-9370. Next,
let's keep moving along, Bob. The lines are filling up. It's Colby in Wexford.
Colby, I only know I only know one Colby. It's Armstrong. You're the second Colby I know.
Colby calls us a lot.
Well, there you go. So, hey, I think they're not going to do anything this offseason. And the reason I say that is, and their excuse will be the potential work stoppage that is coming up in Major League Baseball. And it is, then there is going to be a work stoppage. When this collective bargaining agreement is over, the salary cap issue is going to come into play, and they may not play at all in 2027. And that's going to be their
Well, listen, if it changes the way the economics are in baseball, I would be all for it. I have no problem with that.
And I agree with that, but that's going to be their excuse is that we don't know where the landscape of baseball is going, so we're not going to invest anything.
But here's the landscape, Colby, where it's headed is your one last year of having Paul Skeens. That's the significance of this time.
Listen, I agree with you. I agree with you wholeheartedly, but that will be their excuse when they go ahead and they don't do anything. And their other excuse will be, well, you know, Spencer Horowitz had a very good second half. And drove in a lot of runs. It could be a potential 90 RBI guy. So they're not going to spend anything on a first baseman. So
what about third base? They need help in so many positions. They need three bats.
I agree with you. But like I said, there will be written excuses and everything will be on the wall as far as the excuses go of why they didn't do anything as opposed to why they need to do something. That nothing is going to change. And like I said, the work stoppage is going to be the biggest excuse of all of it, is that we're not going to do anything until we see the landscape of baseball and where it's headed. And it's unfortunate, but that's that's what's going to happen.
Thanks, Colby. Appreciate that. I will say this about that, if I might, and that is this. The Pirates should be on the front lines of trying to get a salary cap. They should be the team that's doing it. But I don't think that they will be. But I would. I would say we need, because if you look at it strictly for what it is, it's a system that allows the Mets to spend $1 billion. It's a system that allows, they had a $319 million payroll and they missed the playoffs.
Yeah.
But the fact that they did that gives them a hell of a lot better chance than the Pirates in the way they're doing business.
You know the only two teams to miss the playoffs with a $300 million payroll in baseball history? The 2023 New York Mets and the 2025 New York Mets.
Juan Soto got all that money to try to bring them to something in the postseason. He didn't even get a chance. They blew it. They had a terrible second bet. I wonder if their manager Mendoza will be back after all of this.
Can you blame Juan Soto? He hit 43 home runs and he drove in 105 runs.
No, I understand that. But that goes to show you that even when you spend it that way, and now I'm making an argument the other way, but my point is the Dodgers and what they do, they spend over $1 billion too, but they're always going to be in it, always. It's all I want. If I'm a fan of any team, I want them to have a chance, a legitimate chance. Salary cap will offer that. It's worked in hockey. It certainly has worked in football.
Oh, yeah.
You see every year, you can't predict how this is going to work, which is why your survivor pool will be ended soon. No one will last.
Mine did,
How many did you have at the beginning of that?
We had 50 people in our survivor pool. We're down to about 30, I think. So,
well, that's actually pretty good. Yeah. Most of these end within the 5-7 week period.
We haven't had that many upsets. I lost on, which I think was very funny, the Chargers losing to Jackson Dart. Jackson Dart ended my survivor pool, which I think it's hilarious.
Joe's smiling somewhere on that one.
And we lost about 10 people in the survivor pool that picked Cleveland against the Packers. They picked the Packers to beat Cleveland.
Well, those games are lingering out there, ones you can't explain. One more call here before we go to break. Limits, where are we headed?
All right, let's go to Chris. He's in Washington, D.C.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, Bob. How you doing? You know, what concerns me as a 55-year Pirate fan is if in the offseason we go get people again like Tommy Pham or Spencer Horwitz, and, you know, 2 months into the season we're 12 games out, you know, when does Paul Skenes just go, hey, look, it's time to trade me. You know, I'm not happy here. You're not winning. This guy is a once-in-a-generation talent, and this team is just blowing it. You know, so how long until he requests a trade? Because he's going to do it.
You know, I think he has in his back pocket a time frame that works to his advantage, but it's a few more years of this. I think the Pirates, if he doesn't say a word, the Pirates within 2 years will have to trade him. Because they're not going to sign up for the money that he wants. I think they should, because I just think it's time to do all these things. What I would tell Bob Nutting is, hey, Bob, you only live on this earth for so long. It's time for you to forget about money. You've chased money your whole life. What about chasing something bigger than that? And that's about reputation. That's about legacy, all of this stuff. And I felt that with LIV golfers, the way they went away. I predicted at the time they would regret going to the LIV Tour instead of PGA because they don't get anywhere near the coverage. Yeah, sure, you make all the money. Chase all the money you want. But sometimes it goes beyond that. So all I know is they have an opportunity. If I'm Paul Skenes, to answer your question, Chris, if this year goes awry, I'm doing it at the end of this year.
Yeah.
No, I don't think his nature is not to go in there and just – disrupt. He may have some feelings that he lets them know about, but I don't think he would go full out, trade me, I'm out of here. Do you?
No. I think at some point, I mean, the guy is just too talented and as I said, a generational player. At some point, he's going to get fed up and say, you know, get what you can for me, you know, from the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Mets, I want out. You know, I want a chance to win.
Well, that eventually will happen. It'll be when the Pirates determine it, unless he speaks up before then. But if he speaks up before then, the Pirates then are somewhat, I don't think the return's going to be as much as you would like. Right. I don't, although I think it still would bring in quite a bit. But if he's unhappy and other teams know it, Yeah. What you hope for is a bidding war, and you'll get that from a couple of teams. And that may be the only reason that the return is better than you would think if it happens within the next year. I don't know. If I'm him, I'm watching this year specifically. I'm saying to myself, I want to see what they do. They didn't do anything last year. This year is another year. We'll see. And if it doesn't go the way it should, then I may just say, that's it. I want out. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate the call.
When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke bowls to filet mignon, it's all on Wonder. Order fast, free delivery, or pick up and dine in at a Wonder location near you. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
412-928-9370, that is the number to call. We have Mark Caboli coming up here at noon for the whole hour, followed by Dan Zangrilli and then Brian Batko. In the meantime, it's your calls at 412-928-9370. So, Austin, they are on the phone. Lots of people I see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and many more coming. So let's get right to it.
Yeah, many, many. Here's Lou. He's in Irwin.
Hey, Lou, what's up?
Hey, Bob, Austin, how are you guys doing?
We're good.
Good.
Couple quick comments, and then, Bob, I have a question for you at the end. So this is what happens with the Pirates. This is what happens when a non-sports fan has a lot of money and buys a sports franchise. He runs it to make money. He has no investment in it. He doesn't want to win. If he did, he would do things a lot differently. If he wanted to spend money, though, Bob, Austin, I say Kyle Schwarber is a free agent. What, he looked great in a Pirate uniform, hitting bombs into the river.
Oh yeah, as a designated hitter, absolutely, I would take that. But
yeah,
that's
$20 million he made last year. I mean, I think it would probably take quite a bit more than that for us to get him. But let's spend it and get him. And then, my question to you, Bob, is what is it like to wake up every morning as Bob Pompliani?
That's a great question, Lou. No, I've wondered the same thing.
I mean, what does that mean? Come on.
I have to imagine that Bob gets up and goes to the bathroom, sees himself in the mirror, does pistol fingers.
No,
like,
no. I don't pull a Joe Stark where I go like this. I don't do that, no. I wake up, if you really want to know what goes on in the morning, it's a rather laborious transition into being awake.
Lou, we're talking about someone on the Mount Rushmore of Pittsburgh sports right here.
Lou, all I know.
I'm telling you, if there's a bigger fan of Bob Pompliani in this city than me, I want to meet him because we'll have a lot to talk about. I love you, Bob.
Lou, I'd look forward to meeting you, and it won't be in the morning because I do not function well.
Yeah, I don't want to meet you, Bob. I'm sorry. Because I there's no way you could live up to my expectations.
That's very kind of you to say.
I'll listen to you and watch you and enjoy you.
Thanks very much, Lou.
Bye-bye, guys. Wasn't
that great, Bob?
I've gotten a lot of questions before, but never that one.
What is it like being Bob Pompliani every day?
I'll tell you what it's like. It's nice knowing that I have a wife named Lisa Pompliani who does everything so well in my life and makes my life easy. That's
She's
how it
your
is.
Guide.
She is, and you know.
You know, for Steeler players, participation is our guide. For Tomlin in practice, she is your guide through life.
She does everything and makes my life easy, and she doesn't, you know, as much as I'm away, whether it's work or other things, golf, whenever I do golf, she totally understands it. She's probably my biggest supporter out there, and I'm her biggest supporter as well. So that's what it's like. All right, now where?
All right, let's go to JJ. He wants to talk about the Pirates.
Hey, JJ, what's going on?
Hi, guys. I have a couple points to make. I like to see what you think. First of all, why would Pete Alonso or Kyle Schwarber, any of those guys want to come to the Pirates, knowing how they operate?
Because this is the best. If I were them, this is what I say. But again, you have to be willing to put up the money here. So if it's me, yeah, I'm good at spending the money. What I would say is, hey, Pete Alonso, you come to this team right now. Number one, we have a short porch in right field. We know you are an opposite field hitter at times. Number two, we have the best pitching staff in baseball. That's what you were missing last year in New York. That's why you spent all that money, but pitching let you down. We can solve that here. Number three, we're willing to pay you the market value for somebody like you. And if that means 5 years, $150 million, I would do it. But they're not going to do that.
No.
Because they're going to stick with Spencer Horwitz, I know, and he's a good player, but he doesn't bring you the power threat that you need to have if you're going to be a successful team. The pitching let the Mets down. This pitching is different. This potentially could be as good a starting staff in a year or two as you're going to find in the National League, you know, from top to bottom, 1 through 5.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I would do it. It won't work, but that's how I would do it.
Okay, and one other, blanking on his name, the guy in Altoona, Connor
Griffin.
Connor Griffin. Everybody's saying bring him up. You know, he's not going to be up till like June 15th or whatever, because
I would have him up here on day one. I would say, and I would give my fans something at least from that point of view to be excited about. You're going to see the number one prospect in baseball. He's ours, and he's now on display. We have the best pitcher. And then just let it play out. I think he's shown the ability to move from three different levels. Sure, he's not played in AAA, but there are guys who make the jump from AA. He may be one of those guys. Why hold him back? Especially, again, everything I do here, JJ and Austin, is about a window. The window is only a couple of more years. That's it, and then it'll shut because Paul Skenes won't be here after that.
But being a Pirates, they're not going to worry about that Super 2, and then there's about the rookie of the year. So I don't look for him to be up till like Juneteenth or something.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's squeeze in one more here.
All right, let's go to Ron in Peters Township, Penn Township.
Penn Township. What's up, Ron?
Hey, Bob. How are you, buddy?
We're doing good.
I actually can't believe I'm wasting time talking about the Pirates, but I am happy to say that this is to the extent that I give them any of my attention. A quick phone call. Anthony in Oakland said it, made a comment that I believe is 100% true. Why do we endure this, right? And I've called you guys before. I spoke to you and Joe, and I said, you don't have to endure it. Don't go to the games. The Pirates just got rid of the only bright spot that they have, two pitching coaches. That was the bright spot of the whole season, was their pitching staff. So what do? They get rid of their pitching coaches. It's ridiculous. They don't spend the money.
Well, as I've said before, and I'm never going to tell people what to do with their entertainment money. That's their choice. You still can go. I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of all sports, but I like going to a baseball game when I take grandkids to show them what it's like. They're not certainly at an age where they've been bittered by all of the lack of success here, so they just enjoy it for what it is, and I try to teach it. And I see a lot of young kids at the game. So that's always going to be there. So
I get it, but the only way that we can somehow affect change is if we hit the owner where it matters.
But it's not going to
in his pocketbook.
They've already done that, though, in terms of the average amount of attendance over the last 3 years has decreased. It'll go down as far. It doesn't matter, Ron, because they make as much money in shared revenue that they get from the league, as much money up front that makes it profitable for them without ever worrying about ticket sales.
You know what? I actually misspoke, Bob. I meant to say not in the pocketbook, but if you didn't go to the games, it would somehow have to be somewhat of a national embarrassment.
You don't think it already is?
It is. It is. That's
and do you think that is phased Bob Nutting whatsoever?
Well, I don't know how much of a national embarrassment it is, because nationally, how many people invest their time to watch the Pirates? I mean, we're locally suffering. Like, I'm old enough to remember 79, not so much 71. I was only 3 years old then. But I mean, if we somehow just, I don't know what else to do to the guy. I mean, he's unfazed by anything.
And
he's
that's
never
the thing.
Just going to change.
And thanks, Ron, for the call. We got to move along to another caller here. But I want to say that if your goal is only to run that as a business profitability wise, then he's achieving his goal. Now, he has other businesses that may not be as successful, and perhaps that's what's holding him back. I don't know. All I know is that if you're a team that has this sort of potential pitching, that you would go out and try to support it. I've made the analogy before that this is like having a rookie quarterback who does not make a lot of money, and you have an opportunity to surround him with as much as you can find to try to keep a window open so you can win a championship. That's what you're doing here with Paul Skeens, who did not even make $1 million. It's been well documented that a lot of college kids in football, including Eli Holstein, make more than Paul Skeens. I mean, it's ridiculous. So if you have that luxury for now, go out and surround it. They've already wasted too much time in that regard. But they still have a couple of chances, and we'll be judging them based on what they do with them. One more, Austin, before we go to a break.
All right, well, let's go to Greg in Youngstown.
Greg, I know you're always passionate about this topic.
Well, here's the thing. MLB needs to step in, and I'll tell you what, Nutting doesn't own the team. He leases the team. He has a franchise like a McDonald's or anything else. They could pull that from him anytime they want, if they want to take him to court or they want to come after him. So he doesn't own that team. He leases that team from the city, from MLB. So MLB needs to really jump at this guy and the other owners that don't spend money and say, look, if you don't spend money, we're going to do something about it. But MLB has no spine, and they won't do this stuff. They don't care if no one goes to the games, or we don't win any games, or they play these games with money, because they're breaking some rule. I know they are. MLB needs to change the way they give teams to these owners and saying, if you don't do this, this, and this, you can lose your franchise. But they refuse to do this.
Well, Greg, I appreciate the passion, but that's not going to happen. I don't think they've really tried before. They said they did a few years ago, but it never really materialized. So I think what you can only hope for to achieve the goal you're wanting is a salary cap. That's the only thing. And
Bob, real quick, does that make your – okay, the NFL, if you have bad teams that just – like Cleveland, they're bad all the time. They have the draft so you can get better. They have mechanisms in place for you to do this.
Right.
MLB, don't you think it looks bad in general? I mean, you have all these teams that stink. You can't put them on national TV because they're horrible. There's no players. I guess we have Skeens to promote, but if we didn't have Skeens, we'd be in a lot of trouble. So I don't see what the reasoning behind MLB letting this whole garbage let these guys get away with this.
Again, though, they have a draft just like football does or any other sport. They've had their share of number one picks. The onus is on them to make them profitable picks for the organization. And outside of Paul Skeens, there haven't been that many over the last decade. So that's on the Pirates as well. If you're talking about just strictly finances, the only way that the Pirates would be forced to do anything is if they have a cap and a floor. And if that happens, they will have to acquiesce and do it. If not, then this will continue to go on. Thanks, Greg. I know how you feel about it. Appreciate the call at 412-928-9370. Hey, Tom and Swickley, Bill and CK, unfortunately, we're going to have to get to you a little later if you want to call back. I appreciate that you're on the line. But coming up, Mark Caballi will be joining us, so we're going to talk football. And if you have a call about football, please let us know. And then afterwards, if you want to get back, because Dan Zangrilli is joining us after that, we appreciate the phone calls there as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.